Two men died on the same day and stood before St. Peter. One man was a pastor, a preacher. The other one was a New York taxi cab driver. And so they both had to, they both had to see if they'd be led into heaven. St. Peter looked at the preacher first. He looked over his record and said, "Yes, you may enter heaven." But he gave him a very low place in heaven. And then the taxi cab driver from New York was there. And the St. Peter looked at his life and said, "Yes, you can enter heaven too." And he gave him one of the highest places in heaven. And the preacher was very upset. He said, "I devoted my whole life to preaching the word of God. Why am I at such a low place?" And St. Peter looked at both of their lives and said, "Well, I noticed here whenever you preached, most people slept. But whenever this New York driver drove his car, everybody prayed." Prayer is one of the most important things we can do during Advent. Today we enter into a brand new liturgical season. Today is New Year's Day for the Catholic Church. A brand new liturgical season of Advent. And it really should be for us a time of prayer. A time for us to really grow closer to the Lord, to grow in holiness, to deepen our prayer life, and to grow closer to our Lord Jesus Christ as we prepare for His birth again this December 25th. And every year the Church gives us different seasons in which we should prepare our souls for Christ. We, of course, have Lent in the spring, which is really a good time to make sacrifices and to give things up. But Advent is a great time of year to do something extra, to do more prayer, to do more works of mercy, more works of charity, to help to other people grow closer to the Lord as well. Advent is this four-week season, a time of really peace and love and joy and hopeful expectation. And we can see that it is a four-week period. We have this, of course, the Advent wreath, which is the four candles representing the 4 weeks of Advent. It also represents the 4,000 years that the Jewish people waited for their Messiah. And so we have this period of 4 weeks in which to grow closer to the Lord. So first we should look at what can we do regarding our prayer life. I'd recommend when we wake up every day, make sure that we say the morning offering. Give your first thoughts to God. Offer Him all of your prayers, works, and joys and sufferings of the entire day. See, if you pray that prayer in the morning, then your whole day becomes an offering to God. The whole day becomes a prayer to Almighty God. And then, at night before you go to sleep, you want to examine your conscience and then make a good act of contrition before you go to sleep. So those are the two bookends of the spiritual life. Morning prayer and nighttime prayer. The morning offering, and then the examination of conscience and the act of contrition. And then sometime during the day, try to carve out some time for silence and private prayer. 10, 15 minutes a day. Maybe it's when you're driving in the car, turn off the radio and just talk to God heart to heart. Have that quiet time, that prayer time. See, one of the most challenging things about Advent is that it comes right before Christmas, which is so busy. It's one of the busiest times of the year. And there's so much materialism and so much activity and noise that we have to make the extra effort to have more quiet time, more time in silence, more time in prayer. What's been very helpful to me over the years is every Advent I say the joyful mysteries of the Rosary every day, beginning today. And that way, every day, you think about the mysteries of the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of Christ. These are the mysteries that most help us stay focused upon the infancy and the birth of Christ. During this Advent, we should try to be focused on the Eucharist. Try to get to daily Mass. Many people, it's so beautiful to see the crowds at daily Mass during Advent and Lent. So make Christ the center of Advent by coming to Mass every day if you can, either here or at other nearby parishes, or maybe at the Pentagon or where you work. So feed your soul. Nourish your soul with the Word of God, with sacred Scripture and the Holy Eucharist. Come to the Adoration Chapel during the week for a visit or a holy hour. Spend time with our Eucharistic King. What a great way to prepare your soul for the birth of Christ again at Christmas. During Advent, make a good confession. I don't think there's anything better we could do to prepare our hearts and to cleanse our hearts than to go to confession. When we go to confession, we come back into God's grace or grow in holiness. And we'll have extra priests here during Advent, lots of confession times as we get closer to Christmas. So make that as a resolution to go to confession during Advent and make it a very spiritual time amidst all the other busy activities that you have to do. Continue to deepen your faith through reading. One of the best kept secrets of Holy Trinity is our library. We have a parish library of like 5,000 wonderful Catholic and Christian books. We have books on CD you can borrow when you're commuting and bring them back a week or two later. We have thousands of excellent Catholic and Christian videos and DVDs for the family. You can borrow these, watch them during the week, and bring them back the next Sunday. It's such a gold mine that we have at our parish, and I wish more people would take advantage of the wonderful things that you can get in the library, whether it be books, CDs, books on tape, or DVDs and videos. Just a way to enrich your soul during this Advent season. And lastly, I would suggest that we do something for the poor, something for the needy, to go into our closets, to empty out our closets of coats and extra clothing that we can give to the needy. We have such a wonderful thing with the giving tree. On the way out today, you'll see the giving tree with 2,000 tags, and you can pick one of those tags, and a family can get a present for a needy child or a needy family during Christmas. And then, between helping the Samaritans and their wonderful work, we also have the House of Mercy, which is now open. The thrift store is open. You can drop off coats and clothing and even things like tables and chairs and other household items, and all that will go for the poor and the needy. So please, you know, consider giving and doing something extra for the needy and the poor this year. So it is a wonderful season, this great season of Advent. So I encourage you to deepen your prayer life and then to focus on the Eucharist and try to do something for others. Think about what you can do to help those that are less fortunate. And if you do that, I think our families will be growing closer to the Lord, and in the midst of the busy, hectic activities of Advent, we can still have that peace, that love, and that joy that Jesus wants to experience during this Advent season. God bless you.